You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kyle Bogey, of course, here with you. The Bogey and Wojo Show, although Wojo is off on vacation. And look, Justin Upton is a guy that has bounced back very nicely after struggling mightily in year one of this six-year deal that he got from the Detroit Tigers. Justin Upton is leading this team in batting average, home runs, RBIs, and on-base percentage. He's been your best hitter, your most consistent hitter outside of probably Alex Avila, which is crazy to say at this point. Think about all the people that were so angry that Alex Avila was getting signed by the Tigers. You probably feel a little dumb right now. Just saying. But Justin Upton has been very, very good. And I expected him to bounce back in year two. Maybe not this much, but I certainly expected him to be good. You were going to get some sort of value out of that deal, even though, yeah, you overpaid to get him and you gave him a lot of years. But there's a lot of Tigers fans out there that seem to believe that JD Martinez is the better player and the guy that needs to be around here moving forward. That he's the guy that if you can do it, you give JD Martinez the extension and hope that Justin Upton opts out of that, you know, the final 4 years, $22 million a season. But if you had one choice, you either get JD Martinez on a four-year extension for $18, $20 million per, that money doesn't really matter. Who cares? It's not our money. Or Justin Upton opts in for four more years. Which one are you taking? You want JD Martinez or do you want Justin Upton at this point? 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. And I'd argue that Justin Upton is the perfect player in the sense that, you know, with the game of baseball and transitioning to analytics, I know the Tigers have been a little slower than most teams in trying to do that, but Justin Upton is a guy that gives you more than just hitting. No, he's a good defensive player out in left field. Made a few fine plays on some hard hit balls today off Michael Fulmer. You know, not a liability there. Guy that can steal some bases if you need. Gets on base. Has some power. You know, can come through just like he did earlier today in the clutch. Deliver a game-winning hit. JD Martinez is simply power. But a terrible right fielder. And not exactly fast on the base paths. And I'm not saying that JD Martinez isn't good, okay? Let's be clear. JD Martinez is still a very good player. But if you had to go with one, why wouldn't you take Justin Upton? Like, in my mind, Upton's the better overall player. And you already have him under contract, assuming that he opts in. I don't think it's even really a discussion. But there are a lot of Tigers fans out there, for whatever reason, that don't want Justin Upton. They want him to opt out, and they want JD Martinez to get a big extension to be a Tiger for a long period of time. And I really don't understand it, outside of JD Martinez having tremendous power and being able to, you know, come through in the clutch. You get one choice, though. Justin Upton for four more years or JD Martinez for four more years. I'd go Justin Upton every single time. He's a more balanced baseball player. That's just a fact. 248-539-9797, a couple of ticket texts at 97136, Jack in Sterling Heights. You got to go with the extension of JD only because of age. JD has more time to become a Justin Upton, whereas J-Up has been around a while, a seasoned veteran. See, the thing that people get confused about with JD Martinez and Justin Upton, they're the same exact age, guys. In fact, they're 4 days apart. JD Martinez is actually 4 days older than Justin Upton. JD Martinez turns 30 on August 21st. Justin Upton turns 30 on August 25th. Age is not an issue. And JD Martinez, you know, again, as good as he is and as powerful as he is at the plate, he is what he is defensively. He's not going to suddenly become a better athlete. But let's not get it confused. JD Martinez is going to be 30 on August 21st. He is not a young player, even though it took him a while, you know, to get to this point, to be a productive, everyday major league player. You get one choice, though. Justin Upton or JD Martinez. I go Justin Upton every single time. 248-539-9797. A few ticket texts at 97136. Matt McComb. No top manager is going to take on a rebuilding team at this point. They go to a young team ready to break out. Well, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, if you fire Brad Ausmus, who are you bringing in? Does it really matter who the manager of this team is, especially if you're going to go into a rebuild? I just don't find it to be all that important. Another one here, 97136. Kyle, what an absolute moron you are. They let you on the radio? Well, I'm talking right now, and if you can hear me, and if you're texting in, yes. I know it is kind of shocking, though. I'm a complete idiot. Anyone would know that JD is the better choice. Everyone is now dumber by listening to you. See, that's so incredibly wrong. Justin Upton is the better player. He's the better overall and all-around player. Good defensively in left field. He's leading you in every major statistical, you know, batting category this season. Pretty good athlete. Can steal some bases if you need. JD Martinez simply has power. That's it. But he's terrible in right field. And he's not the best athlete. He's not a guy that's going to be able to steal a bag to get in scoring position. How can you say that you would rather have JD Martinez on a four-year extension as opposed to Justin Upton? I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. Another one at 97136. I agree with you. I'll take Jay up over Martinez any day. See, I feel like most Detroit fans don't feel that way. Another one, JD for sure. They need to think about dumping that always hurt, overrated, overpaid first baseman. Owners have money. Yeah, guys, if you're asking for Miguel Cabrera to be sent out of town, come on now. That ain't going to happen. I don't think this is a situation like the one that we saw with Prince Fielder where, you know, you're going to be able to basically dump that entire contract on Texas, even though the Tigers ended up paying a good portion of it, and they ended up getting a really good player in return. Prince Fielder was younger. He was producing. He was a left-handed power bat. He still had value. Miguel Cabrera is declining and going to be paid $30 million until he's 41. No one's taking that.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.